If you hear that jingle, you know it's a throwback Thursday. What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you with us wherever you are, whatever device you may be listening on, your phone, computer, whatever the 100 countries around the world. We are so happy to have you with us for just a few minutes today to get your day off to the most amazing start ever. Hey, it's time to start giving out some recognition inside of the Everyday Saturday community. You know, I like to spend some time on Twitter. And, you know, I don't tweet about the ham sandwich I had for lunch or anything like that. I use it as a great source of content, not only for this show, but to be informed as quickly as I want to about what's going on around the world, whether it's politics, sports, business, things like that. I've got a vast array of interests, none of which are very deep. I like being shallow, okay? I just enjoy being a shallow individual. But I go deep into my faith, deep into my family. But when it's on Twitter, I like to just get kind of a screen grab of what's going on throughout the day. So it's April 30th, 2015, and I want to give a shout-out to a guy that listens to this show. I know that because he hit me up on Twitter asking about the Everyday is Saturday body. When are you coming out with the Everyday is Saturday body, Sam, the new program? Well, it's close. It's close. I've got the outline and the sculpting of the body. That's not a problem. I'm down to 191 from 198, which absolutely, you know what I found out? First of all, the guy's name's Jerry Mills. Jerry, shout out to you. I want to talk about your $100,000 a month when you started selling one pillow on Amazon this time last year, and you just had your first $100,000 sales month in March. Congratulations, dude. I want to jump into that. We may have to go into a second show to talk about it because you need to hear this story. If you're an entrepreneur, heck, no matter what you do, you got to hear about just getting going. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. But the Everyday Saturday body, I'll get back to that. I started January 4th working out virtually with my buddy Thomas Tadlock. What it means to work out virtually is he's a personal trainer. He lives in Texas. And he texts me workouts to do, and I'm held accountable to him and tell him what I'm doing. And you know what's funny? I think I talked about this last week. When I first started doing pull-ups, and I didn't even get into pull-ups till maybe a month ago, a little over a month ago, I could do two, literally lifting your body up. I did 100 last week, and I can't remember if I shared that with you or not, but it has nothing to do with the actual exercise itself. It just has to do with when you do one, you can do two of anything, sales, presentations in front of an audience, offline sales, businesses you open. You open one, you can open two, but you can't open any until you open one. You know what I mean? And so when I did one pull-up, I knew I could do two because I just got to figure out how to repeat that process. And when I did two, I did five. I was like, damn, it's 100% increase. So can I increase 100% from 5 to 10? It gets more difficult to go from 5 to 10 than it does from 1 to 2, but not much. You'd be surprised, you know? It's all in your head. I mean, it really is. And as you're melting the pounds off, obviously you're not pulling as much weight, but you're also gaining what? You're gaining muscle. So your muscle is developing while the weight is going down. It's really an amazing process. And I'm sharing all of this with you to encourage you to develop every muscle, including your brain. You know, that's the best one to develop. So then my record in one sitting, like, one pull-up session is 20. Translation, I can do 20 pull-ups at one time without stopping, which is amazing considering I could only do one 6 weeks ago. Now, I work pull-ups into my routine when I go to the gym. So if I do squats or chest or shoulders or back or anything like that, in between sessions, I walk over to the pull-up bar and I knock out as many as I can, 8, 10, 12, 6, 4, whatever it is. Obviously, they go down as my workout grows. I'm in and out of the gym in an hour, maybe an hour and 15, depending on what else? I always got to get my jump rope in now that I'm literally a jump rope addict. So it's just that whole thing. So Jerry was asking about, hey, what about the Everyday Saturday body? Well, it's coming out, man, but I've went from a 39-inch waist. I'm not talking about what jeans I wear. The jeans I wear were 36, but when you actually take a tape measure around your waist, shocker, you may need a belt of bourbon or a little bit of Xanax before you actually do that measurement because I'm warning you, it's going to be larger than what your pant size is around the waist. I'm just telling you, I wear a 36 waist in jeans, but I wear them a little bit below the old pot belly, and I had a 39-inch waist. Now I've got a 33.5-inch waist, and literally I could fight a grizzly bear, man, and knock the crap out of him. And it's only going to get better from here because now you've created a habit. You know, when you start doing something over and over, let me tell you something, it sucks the first 2 weeks. There's nothing worse. You're tired. You're worn out. You're starving for all the wrong stuff. Your body's conditioned to raid the pantry, and you can't do it. So instead, you grab the spinach or you grab a nice salad, and you're like, oh, this is nice for a bird, you know. And I remember looking out the window and in the springtime, and I'm thinking, wow, there was a bird that was feeding on my lawn, like grabbing seeds or worms or whatever birds eat. I was like, wow, I'm actually jealous, dude. I'm looking at this bird thinking, you're eating better than I am today. I wish I could have that seed that you're eating right now. I can't. I've got to have, like, whatever Thomas Tadlock sends me to have. So, but it's worth it, man, because then your body is conditioned to eat well. Question, do you want to be conditioned to eat crap, or do you want to be conditioned to eat well? I haven't had a chicken wing or pizza since December, and let me tell you something. Tell me this. Answer this question. What are you most addicted to food-wise, okay? Because me, it's pizza and wings. I grew up in Buffalo, man. Buffalo, Western New York, Western Pennsylvania. That's all I had my whole life up until just December last year. New Year's Eve, firing back to pizza and wings. Now, I gave up pizza and wings because I realized it's not – look, I am not this gluten-free vegan guy that goes around. And if you are, that's great. That's just not me, you know. But I do know now what foods I should be pumping into my body and what foods I'm not. You don't have to purchase the Everyday Saturday Body Program when it comes out to start living healthy. I mean, come on, man. You know what you got to do right now? Drink a gallon of water. A gallon of water. Oh, my God. I'm going to float away. No, you're not. No. What's a gallon? 128 ounces, I think, something like that. 64 ounces and a half gallon. So let's say you drink a half gallon in a few hours. 64 ounces. What is that? Well, if it's 20 ounces, you got a big bottle, that one of those shakers with 20 ounces. Heck, even if you got a 16-ounce cup, you're looking at three or four of those, and then three or four again in the afternoon. I mean, yeah, you're going to pee more, but that's your body reacts to all that stuff as well. It's not like you're going to be getting up every 30 minutes like a 90-year-old guy, okay, or a baby wetting her diaper every night. It's just not like that. Your body is amazing. It acclimates to everything, man. It's the most wonderful chameleon, the most well-constructed thing. Think about it. 18 billion brain cells firing on all cylinders. And what are you going to do? You're going to smoke cigarettes and kill them? You're going to do drugs? You're going to eat like crap with the burger with the extra grease and bacon? You're killing the only body you have. And this amazing machine that when it's well-oiled and well-fed, I'm telling you, man, you're going to – how does this – let me ask you a question. I can hear people now. How does this make me money? How does this make me happy? When you have energy – you're going to be able to create more content. You're going to be able to do more stuff, whatever that is for your business, more stuff. When you do more stuff, you add more value. When you add more value, you make more money. When you make more money, you pay your bills, and you have less stress. You can't do any of that if you don't have any energy. So here's what – and you can still have your guilty pleasures. I just fired back an extra large Dunkin' caramel swirl with cream. Yes, I know the caramel swirl has sugar. That's okay, man. Look, if you strip everything out of your body, then you're going to be a miserable mope walking around like a robot. I cannot have coffee. Please give me green tea with nothing else in it, and then I'm going to go back and lay down for 2 hours until I have my almonds. You don't do that stuff. That's stupid. It's great if you're going to get an award from somebody, but it's stupid if it's going to make you miserable. Some people have cheat days, you know. Some people work their tail off 6 days a week, and then the seventh day, like, they go to the Golden Corral, and they start at the salad dressing, and they end at the bread pudding, man. And by the time they're done, they got to let the belt out like seven sizes just to be able to get out of the restaurant. That's their cheat day. That's their reward. Now, there's two sides of that argument. One, it's great, man. That's your reward. You can't just go doing don't do anything that you can't do for the rest of your life, right? Because if you do any kind of exercise routine, then you can't do it the rest of your life. But then the other side of the argument would be, well, you just knocked you just killed what you did the previous 6 days. I mean, you don't need that cheat day. There's no such thing as cheat days. And that's okay. I mean, look, if that's the way you want to go, I'm telling you, be happy. You can be healthy. You can be happy. You can have your cake and eat it too, because if you couldn't have your cake and eat it too, then why the hell did they ever make the damn cake in the first place? So you could just sit it on the kitchen table and look at it? No. Have the cake, eat it too. just don't eat the whole cake, or coronaries are going to blow up while you're in rush hour traffic, and that's the end of you. All right? You get one shot, one life, one body. Now, on the next show, I'm talking about Jerry Mills. I'm talking about his $100,000 a month. He literally just tweeted this to me last night. And if you've got a great story you want to share, hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I want to know, especially if it can be traced back to this podcast or any of the Everyday Saturday messages over the years, man. Would love to hear it. Here's your throwback jingle. Have the best day ever.